Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Okay.
Okay, so, hey everybody, welcome back to The Shift. This week's guest is a previous guest, Leland Long, also my boyfriend. He's coming on today because I wanted to do an episode about this book that I found in Ireland in TK Maxx, or TJ as they call it here, but it's TK in Ireland, in the children's books section. And it was like brilliant questions to ask about growing up. Simple questions about bodies and boundaries, but the back of it got me because the first thing it said, how do I know what love is? And I was like, shite, I need this book. And then it said, recommended for reading with an adult from the age of 7 or for independent reading from the age of 10. So the age of 7, the other things are, who are my safe and trusted adults? How was I born? What happens next? What is consent? Which I'm telling you, age of 7, we should be reading this to some men age of 40.
Yeah.
Which parts are private and how many types of families are there? So that's just at the back. Also, the author of this book, for anybody who wants to get it, is Amy Forbes Robinson and Alex Fryer. And it's illustrated by a person called Ava Puckett, which is important because the illustrations, I was looking at some vaginas in this going, Jesus, didn't know. Like, it's like watching Naked Attraction all over again, but in cartoon. So yeah, we thought it'd be fun. Leland, before we start, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Yeah, we just got back from Arizona. You met my family, which was nice. We crammed a million things into 2.5 days. And
but we'll talk about that at the end. We'll save that for the Patreon.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Thanks.
So it's a little tease for you folks.
Yeah, come and pay for the Patreon, even though I'm sure it'll just still be the consistent people who are on the Patreon. But if you want to come over, you can hear me and Leland talk about visiting our families and how that was.
Other than that, I'm good. Having a jammy dodger.
Yes, and fantastic. For the non-Irish listeners, go get yourself a jammy dodger. No, you're going to eat it right now.
No. I was just looking at it. Making sure it's still here.
Okay. Well, you can have it if you want.
No. That's very rude, and I forgot. Bad etiquette.
You're just crunching into that. Yeah. You'll make all the podcast listeners hungry.
We're very upset.
Okay, and so we have done no preparation for this. So we're just going to look at this book.
So
is
wait.
This a fun thing to do? Yeah. I don't know.
One of the chapters is What Happens Next? That seems like it should be the longest chapter.
Why? What do you mean?
I don't know. We'll get into it, but I feel like What Happens Next could be so open-ended.
But what do you think What Happens Next is?
Well, what's before What Happens Next?
It just says questions that people ask. What happens next? Maybe it means like after puberty?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
Let's get into it.
And then for the video, this is the book. Ooh, oh, you know what?
Do you want me to
actually please do sign up to my Patreon so I can afford my candles holders. Oh, you're gonna open it? Okay, yeah, open it. Okay, great. I can't believe I literally looked. It was so funny when I went to buy this book because I was there to buy my godson a present, and I was trying to buy him a space book, and then I got stuck reading this and I was like, feck, I gotta buy this. So I went down and bought it, and I was like, they must think I am the most progressive mother. The shop owners, why'd you just point at it?
Because the introduction.
Okay. So again, just this, I'm guessing this is like a sex ed book for kids.
Yeah.
And you know, I found it in Ireland, so here we go. Welcome to this book filled with brilliant questions and awesome answers to help you understand. Amazing. Oh my God, what did I write this book? Literally every time I'm editing this podcast, I'm like, how many fucking times do I say amazing? Even when I was with your parents, I know we're gonna talk about it at the end, but when I was with your parents this weekend, they kept showing us, they were like, there's a cactus, and I was like, amazing. And they were like, and then this was invented by John blah blah. I was like, amazing. And then I was like, Jesus, I gotta. So then I went, and then I started using the word wow.
Yeah, wow.
Wow,
the American version.
Okay, so
I like, before we move on, I like in this paragraph they have the two bold words are amazing and then brilliant questions.
Welcome. No, it's just brilliant that's bold.
But amazing's bold and caps.
Yeah, I know. Brilliant's just bold.
Yeah, but they're just like, yeah, these are brilliant questions.
Yeah, we're calling it.
Yeah.
And then the pictures are all very, I feel like they're very diverse body types and races, and you know, which is good. In the
but
pictures.
All youthful.
Yes, thank God. Children,
yeah. It's not like one old guy.
I mean, I don't
guy.
Know, though. I don't know. When we go into it, I don't know. I shouldn't say thank God that it's youthful, because some of the pictures are a bit graphic, but it's still cartoons. I'm very... Oh, God, I'm not having kids.
So some amazing things like...
Wait, so how the body works, which I'm still very confused about. I have to wee all the time, and I don't know why. How babies are made, grown, and born. And I'm telling you, that this is only one of the chapters I flicked to was this, and it said how babies are born. And there was something in there about my female reproductive system that I didn't know until I looked at that.
Wow.
So how babies are made and grown and born, how to talk about families, friendships, and feelings. Well, I just spent an hour crying to Leland because I didn't know why I was upset, so I could do with this book as well. I mean for the listeners, do you ever get that where you just get really overwhelmed and upset, but you don't know why? But I think that's just because we haven't been taught, or maybe it's just me, like how to articulate what the feeling is. Or sometimes you just push past them, and then later on you're upset about something else, but it's not what it's about.
Yeah, and sometimes you just have like a wave of emotion that you have to deal with.
Being alive. I love it. And that's the other thing. I'm so scared. Anyway. Things that might happen when children grow up into adults. Okay, so we're not going to read the whole introduction, but that, I'm just reading the bold parts. Chapter 1, Human Bodies. Will I get in trouble for reading this? Is this like a...
I don't think so.
You know, are they going to be like... Well, I bought the book, so, and I'm giving them promos so they can calm down. They haven't even said anything. I'm like, you calm down. You relax. What am I, an angry boyfriend? Human bodies. Bodies are brilliant. Yeah, so then this is just like all shapes and sizes. But straight away, page 2, there is vagina, tits, arse, penis, and... Do you know what? Hairy vag. Fair play to him now.
Oh, a hairy vag and a not so hairy vag.
Oh, sorry. Never mind. I did not realize that was a vagina.
What did you think that was?
I don't know. It looks like a... Well, let me show pictures for the video.
A very, very unfortunate butt.
Yeah. It kind of just looks like a...
This one here.
I just didn't... It just kind of... It was like a stick figure. So it's hard to figure out. This is a nice arse. Am I allowed to say that? Is that meant to be...
Because that's a...
A child's arse. No.
I don't know.
I don't know. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. But they're cartoons for the listeners. Jesus
I don't
Christ.
Think these are. I think these are adult.
Oh, these are adult
parts. Yeah. Renditions of adult parts.
Well, yeah, because they have bits on them. That's of course they're adults. Oh my God. Anyway. And so it says, do you know the names for these body parts? Okay, so that's... There we go.
Yeah. The cock.
Oh.
Arse.
No, don't answer. So, oh, you were trying to do Irish slang.
No, I was just trying to do
the cock
slang.
So why should we treat our genitals any differently?
What was the first part?
Oh, sorry, I just skipped the bold. Actually, read the first part.
Throughout this book, we'll use proper words for things. And yes, knowing the different names for our body parts is really important. Of course, you can carry on saying words like fanny or woohoo or woo-woo.
Woo-hoo.
What do you think the woo-woo
is? I mean, if you
is?
Ever say woo-hoo to my vagina, I'm in. Actually, I like it.
Or flower.
Or willy or winky willy or noodle. Winky or noodle. Oh, come on. No one's calling it your noodle.
Oh, God. That seems like a slur for like a guy with erectile dysfunction.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something way different there. I didn't know where you were going
down that
road.
Because like, oh, you got that noodle there. It doesn't really get hard. It's
I know, that's
all
rude.
Floppy like a noodle.
Okay.
If that's what you want to do, but we don't use different words for our noses or hands or eyes, so why would we treat our genitals any differently?
If you ever need to talk about your genitals or ask a doctor for help, then it's good to know the real world words. You know, and that's like something, you know, I know someone who's a social care worker, and they taught their child the real word straight away.
Yeah.
Because they were like, no, you should know the proper words. Now, their child did go out to call someone a vagina head at age three, which was a lot of fun for me to see. But I do think I agree with that. I just realized we're not even looking at the video thing, but that's okay. I'll put it down.
Yeah, it's because we're mainly looking at this book.
Yeah. Life. So, yeah, they're just saying it should be breast, penis, testicles, scrotum, vulva. Vulva, which I only learned when I was doing, like, funny sex ed for TikTok, is actually your vagina. No, wait. So, the whole area outside, the vagina is just internal. That entrance is your vagina inside. Outside is your vulva.
Yeah.
Which really confused me, because the vagina is a self-cleaning organ. So, when they were like, it's a self-cleaning organ, I was like, am I not meant to put soap anywhere on my vagina? Me thinking my vagina was like lips, clit, pee hole, but that's your vulva.
Mm-hmm. And labia.
It's really confusing. No one told me that. And then clitoris.
I like this example they have, though, for not using the right words. They say you don't want to say, I've got an ouch on my tootsie.
Wait, what's a tootsie?
I don't know.
A toe?
No, I don't know. Oh. Maybe your butt?
Oh.
Tootsie?
Okay.
I think the most I'm learning from this book are slang words for body parts.
Well, I'm learning a lot. Well, the I woo-woo. Learned. Well, no, I'd already learned about vulva, but it's still. I think, yeah, for anyone who has kids, it is. I agree. It would be good to teach them or just get them this book. Now we're on to what is inside your arse, which also I didn't know that's what my arse looks on the inside.
Yeah, bottom consists of buttocks and anus. The buttocks are the two round squidgy bits that we sit on. And the anus is the hole between them where the poop comes out that leads to the bowel.
Yeah, but I like this visual of your butt cheeks. I just never thought of it like that.
It really is like pads.
So then it just goes on and it tells you all about the vulvas. So where the clitoris is, where the urethra is.
It also talks about how there's different shapes and sizes for butts.
Yeah, there's a lot of saggy arses here and what looks like cellulite arse.
And you know all they're all beautiful in their own way.
Yeah, all right, you pervert. And then there's a visual of like where the clitoris is, which, to be honest with you, again, also revert back to what I said earlier. We could show some 40-year-old men this as well.
Yeah, but
and
it's
women,
also like,
too.
I feel like it should be its own page because it's a very like small graphic in the corner of this page.
Yeah, and I don't know if I've said this for the listeners as well. Another thing I learned off doing that silly sex ed videos is that the clitoris is 10 centimeters long. So that whole back part, I definitely think I said it when I was talking to Riley about touching herself, but the clit is actually huge. It's like, what is your G-spot? You're actually just hitting the back of the clit.
Mm-hmm.
But this is showing the clit on the outside, the urethra, which is funny, for a long time. And I've heard Joanne McNally, she's a famous Irish comedian, say this on Des's podcast, that she thought the pee hole and the clit were the same. And I definitely thought that now, maybe to like 20 or something, not older, but I'm sure there's a lot of people who are just like, because why wouldn't you think it's the same if you're not fondling down there? You don't really know your bits, or no one shows you a picture like this. And then there's labia majora, which is your big lips, and then labia minora, which I guess is your small lips. What sounds a bit like that? Sounds like something religious. In the name of the Father and the labia majora. And then it shows the vagina is in the hole.
Three labia minoras and Hail Mary.
And then so it says the inside there are folds of skin called labia, and at the top of the labia is the clitoris, which is very sensitive and full of tickly nerve endings. Most of the clitoris is hidden behind the skin. Oh, fair play. There we go. They told us. But you can just see the tip of it at the top of the vulva. And remember, lads and women, when I say lads, it's genderless, but remember, lads, did I press record on this? Yeah. Remember, lads, this is for 7+, and they're saying that this is shit I would not have known at 7. But I think, yeah, give people the information.
Yeah.
So, anyway, back to it. The clitoris is hidden behind the skin, but you can see the tip at the top of the vulva. Below the clitoris is a tiny teeny tiny hole called a urethra, which is where the wee comes out and leads to the bladder, where the wee comes from. This is different from a second hole called a vagina, which is not for wee but leads to the internal genitals called the cervix, the womb, the fallopian tubes, and the ovaries. Now, I will say that I thought the vagina hole, because I didn't know about clitoris until somebody said it when I was like 15 or something. And then I thought the vagina hole and the wee hole were the same thing, definitely until I was 12 or 10, like 11, I should say. I don't know, because you just wouldn't have thought of it if no one's telling you.
Yeah.
And so then there's like a visual of like your... This is even great. Even now I'm like, oh, that's where my cervix is when they're smear testing me. Jesus. Oh, I'm like from space. God, I hope some people, women message me after this being like, no, I'm the same as you, having a clue. When a person with a vulva grows up, they will probably get some pubic hair on the vulva area too. You might have seen this on a family member in the shower or on people at swimming pool, or maybe you have never seen anyone naked, which is okay too. So that's great. They talk about pubic. And then it goes on to the penis. It says all the bits, which also, honestly, I'm looking at that going, what is that? But it's the bladder. It's where your balls are, your foreskin, your glands, and it says shaft for the which I always thought was like slang for penis, but I guess that's the technical term.
Yeah,
there you go. I always thought shaft was like, I guess he never thought what the technical term would be. It just thought it was called penis.
I like this part. The penis and testicles are the external genitals. Babies with them are usually called male when they are born. I like that they're leaving it open-ended, so it's like,
yeah, so it's also like that sentence is pretty easy as well. So, you know, when people are like, get stressed out about gender and it's hard and all that, and they're like, but like just saying something like, yeah, they're usually called male. It's like, yeah, because, you know, they might change their mind when they grow up, and that's totally fine. Like,
yeah.
When people get stressed out about the whole like gender thing, it's like, it's just as easy for me to bring up someone on stage as, oh, you might have seen them at a comedy show, than saying her or him, just because I don't know, and it's just easier. And it is annoying when someone gets mad at you for it if you don't know and it's a mistake. But also, yeah, it's just, I always say they because it's just easier. So,
mm-hmm.
So I like that they included that. That's nice. Fair play to them.
Yeah.
Again, found this in Ireland.
It's wild. I'm reading about the foreskin now. There's often a roll of skin.
Oh, are you so surprised? Is this making you earn for a foreskin? Leland doesn't have a foreskin. Earn, yeah. Like you're like...
Yearn?
Yearn. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm trying to earn a foreskin. That's how it happens in life. Yeah, guy's like, yeah, I just haven't done enough to get my foreskin
yet.
Yeah,
you're not manly enough. You haven't played enough football.
There's often a roll of skin called the foreskin that covers the glands. Most males find their foreskin stays covering the tip of their penis for the first few years of life.
Isn't reading voices so funny? So like you talk like this, like, hey, blah, blah, and then it's, there is often a roll of skin called a foreskin.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just thinking, I do the exact same thing. Yeah. It's like, and even reading this is like trauma, bringing you back to like secondary school where I'm like trying to read my history out loud, but my friend has drawn a fucking dick on it. So I'm trying to read around the dick, which is exactly what is on this page as well. Okay, sorry, you were reading. Most males find that their foreskin stays covering the tip of their penis for the first few years of life. At around the age 3 to 5... years, the foreskin can separate from the glands. This is nothing dramatic. I feel like that's very dramatic. It just pulls back a bit so that you can see what is underneath this foreskin, and it means that the penis is a bit easier to keep clean. If the foreskin hasn't detached, you don't need to worry. It might just happen a bit later on. Jesus. And then it says some people with penises are circumcised. Not in Ireland, but
This means that part or all of the foreskin has been removed. It is usually done by doctors, usually. That's a very open-ended sentence.
Yeah, they really, like, they definitely reread this a million times to be like, you know when you're, like, editing a joke and, like, how many words can I take out of this? They're like, okay, how many people can I not offend?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they had a lot of legal teams really scan over this. Can be for medical, cultural, or religious reasons. It changes how the penis looks a little bit. But it doesn't usually change how a penis behaves or what it feels like.
I like that cultural religious reasons. I'm just saying I like that they included all of that, because for me, I'd never even heard of a circumcised penis until I moved over here. I had no fucking idea. I'm sure someone had said it, but I just didn't really think about it, and I didn't really, you know, that sort of way when it's not really in your life, you don't think about it, and then you come over here and people are talking about it the whole time, and then I started to get a bit panicky the first time I saw a circumcised penis, because I was like, am I meant to work it differently? I don't know. You know, I've been driving a stick. I actually don't drive. But yeah, so I didn't know if it needed something different.
I think it's the norm over here.
It's the norm, yeah. And even it's not just religious, right? It's in the hospitals.
Yeah.
No matter what.
I think there was a big
wild to me.
Yeah. I think there was a big like boom of like, this is medically better for men to do this.
Why
but
is
I don't
it
think
medically?
I don't think it is. I think they thought it was for a while.
And then
but
they
then,
didn't want to back up on their mistake, maybe.
Yeah. I always grew up thinking that like it was strange that everyone's like, oh, you can tell someone's Jewish because they have a circumcised penis.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'd be like, I have a circumcised penis. Most of the people I know have a circumcised penis, and they're not Jewish.
No, and you're a president. Side note was so funny because obviously my Catholic granny, I left her alone with Leland for like 5 minutes while she asked me to go make tea, and I've never willed the kettle to boil fast enough because I'm like, please don't ask us religion, please don't ask us religion. But she didn't because, you know, she's good, thank God. But the kettle was quick. But you know what's funny about this as well? So let's say they have visuals of cartoon penises and all this, and I got reported a couple of times for my educational TikToks, which were about sex ed, that did only have cartoon pictures, but they said like, oh, you know, it's not, and people were writing, this is inappropriate. But like what I was saying was just, you know, silly and funny and informational. But even this is like saying it's for age 7. So how can they get on and be like, you know, there's 16-year-olds on this app? And it's like, yeah, they should fucking know about this shit.
Yeah, definitely.
Now
it's talking about erections here. It says, erections can be out of your control. A bit like a yawn or a sneeze. And they always go back down again in the end.
Wow.
Yeah. Sometimes
so before when they said it's not dramatic, the next page they were like, it's dramatic.
Yeah.
The testicles sit at the base of the penis. And so, yeah, it's just more about the testicles, the scrotum, a sack of skin called a scrotum. That's for sure. Oh, God, I used to have a really gross joke about scrotums. Well, anyway, I found it recently and I was like, Jesus Christ.
Hey, the penis and the testicles are very sensitive.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They should stop calling, if someone's sensitive, I know I've said this on the podcast that they can say pussy because my vagina is sensitive, but that's not the norm. Okay. We should say, if someone's being a pussy, say you're being a testicle.
Yeah.
Because look, they're very sensitive. So if you are the owner of this body part, you need to be gentle with them and take good care of them.
Yeah. Aww. I have a couple friends that need to read this part because they...
What do they do?
They just masturbate too much and go to town on their...
Oh, I didn't think that's what it meant. I know,
but that's what I'm taking it
as. Oh, I thought it meant like, don't walk into the corner of a wall or, you know...
Make sure to wear pants as you're walking through the brush.
Yeah, yeah. When a person with a penis becomes a grown-up, they will probably get some pubic hair around this area. Okay, and they're also just saying, it's fine if you have pubes. Love this book. And then it goes on about breasts and all different sizes. I'll show a visual. But this is the thing. Oh, sorry, this is one of the things that I was like, I didn't know about this. Okay, so for the video, there is what the breast thing. So around the nipple, underneath the boob, it has like what look like...
Raspberries.
Raspberry trees coming out, and they're all underneath the boob, and they're called like milk ducts. But honestly, to be honest with you, I did not know that that was underneath my nipple. I never thought about it again. It just never occurred to me to think about it. I knew we had like, I thought the milk just came, I don't know, I thought my nipple was like connected to my stomach or something. I just never thought about
this sentence says, lots of children are curious about how their breasts work. Oh, and it also says lots of Katies are also curious about how breasts work.
Or weren't curious until I saw this picture. And that's wild to me. So, because I always thought like when women get like breast implants, I did think, how does that affect? But I really just thought that the nipple was connected somehow to your stomach. God, lads, how did I even get through biology? How is this? How does it make the milk though? I don't understand it. Oh, anyway, one of the reasons bodies have breasts is for creating milk to feed babies. Milk is produced in the milk ducts and the lobes, which are in the inside of the breast, and it comes out the nipple. That's just still wild to me. That's wild. That freaks me out. The thought of having a baby and then it coming out of me and then it leaking milk from my tits, that's like horror to me. And I know when I say some of this stuff, I said something ridiculous like this to my stepmom once, and she was like, well, it's not that horrific, you know, half the world does it. And I'm like, I think it's like we've all been fed a scam. Women are going through a horror movie here and we're all just pretending like it's okay. Milky titties, okay, oh god. Anyway, I'll be fine.
Now this next page is talking about trusted adults.
Oh, okay. And there's a guy here.
A trusted adult is someone who you feel safe talking to, who wants to help you, and who you think will give you honest advice. Someone like a parent, care, doctor, or teacher.
Yeah, which is nice, but also they're usually the people who are the ones who take advantage of you or hurt you.
Yeah, well, those ones don't want to help you. I feel like that's
a trusted adult is someone who wants to help you. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's true. That's good. But also,
I feel like that's the caveat there.
Yeah. How does the milk get in if you have a baby? Oh my god! It's like they knew I was asking this, and they went straight.
Yeah.
Lads, I don't care if you don't care about this question. I'm reading it. If a body grows a baby, it usually creates a fluid called breast milk, which is filled with nutrients for the baby in the same way the body makes blood and skin and bones. Yeah, now I'm like, how do we make blood? How do we make skin? I'm going back to school. I'm going to go retake biology. This is so mean, but I always found, biology very distracting because my teacher was like, I was just terrified of her. And I don't know. That's all I remember biology. And my other science teacher, it was funny because this book is about, what can I say this? So I won't get in trouble for this. Well, nobody, I'm sure, will be able to link it. But one of them, she would wear really like hippie jeans. Hmm. And sometimes you could see her tongue and her pubes. And that would just make me very uncomfortable the whole class.
This was biology teacher?
This wasn't biology. It was a different science. But I don't want to say specifically. Hmm. But yeah, so that's my only all I remember from both sciences.
Well,
yeah, anyway,
like there's a little bit too much geography going on.
I know, and she should cover herself up for God's sake, like in that way, because teaching teens who all have like hormones coming out, it's so if you see pubes, it's very distracting. That's definitely covers. Yeah. Anyway.
Wow, this part I didn't know. How does the milk actually come out? The baby latches on by filling its mouth with the breast so that the tip of the nipple is right at the back of the baby's mouth. Then the baby's jaw starts to move up and down. The milk starts to flow. It doesn't come out like a nipple, like a tap. It comes out like a shower with lots of little holes squirting in different directions.
Yeah, again, horror movie.
Yeah, so basically the baby's like popping a big zit.
Oh.
With its mouth.
I can't. If I have a baby, my nipples are too small.
No, that's not true.
I mean, they're tiny.
Well, maybe they'll get bigger.
And that's terrifying. Is baby making my nipples grow to a different size? Or maybe I'll just have a baby with a really small mouth.
Yeah.
If I suck a nipple now, will milk come out? Does it, Leland?
No, it does not.
Okay, so that was interesting.
I feel like the baby's mouth with your small nipples will be like, it's like Apple compatible, you know? Like same products. Your baby will come out and its Bluetooth will connect to your body.
I'm gonna get like if in a few years I end up having a kid, I'm gonna go get one of those naked photos, you know, those like you see those weird rich people with their naked photo shoot.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna do that because I'm gonna be so upset with my body if my body gets a bit like, I don't know, baby. There's so many women who have perfect bodies, like your cousin who is like pregnant and she looks fitter than me. But I just know that as soon if I get pregnant, I'll start eating coal and like I'll probably be like using it as an excuse not to get up off the couch and
eating coal.
I don't know. I'll just be like
the thing that's used to make electricity.
Yeah, you've heard about how these women sometimes get like iron. They start eating coal. That's gonna be me. I've never heard about into, like a monster.
I've heard ice cream and pickles, but never coal, the thing that Santa brings you when you've been naughty.
It's a thing. And then Ali Wong said like a horror story about someone's vagina exploding, and I know Delicious is gonna message me like, that's very rare, Katie, and
I don't think there's anything about that in this book.
Everybody listening, that's not gonna happen, but of course that's gonna be my fear. So I'm gonna be like, photographer now, here's my, take a picture of my vagina, take a picture of my knee. Does my knee still look the same?
Jesus.
Okay. I'm gonna post this and wish I had edited it out.
Anyway. Where are we gonna keep that photo album afterwards?
Hey, it's going up on our mantle place. Yeah. No.
When guests come over, it's like, look, this was Katie.
Oh yeah, on our imaginary mantle place with our imaginary fire. But that's what rich people do. They have themselves naked before. Oh no, while pregnant. You know those naked ones?
Yeah. So wait, you're saying?
No, I was saying before.
You want a photo shoot before you even get pregnant?
Yeah, I'd be like, and then my kid would be like, "Look what I look like before you exhausted me."
You're like,
I could have gone places.
You get the positive pregnancy test, and you're like, off to the photo shoot.
Yeah. Because even if, you know, I don't know, I just anyway. What if you can't see the baby during the day to breastfeed? Oh, so they're just explaining about, wow, they're really covering a lot. Stuff that I wouldn't even think of to know unless I got pregnant. Why do boys have nipples? Because they were an embryo and they could have been a woman, basically, is what that's like.
Yeah.
Why do some boobs wobble more than others? Hey, you know, just... I'm not
even, what does this say?
No, I'm not reading it. It just says depends on clothes or running or sitting still. And sizes and and it has the word wobblier. Okay. Everyone makes different life choices depending on their bodies, lives, jobs, belief, religions, and cultures. Why did that person say ouch when I bumped into their chest? I didn't mean to do it, it was an accident. And it's just saying that breasts can be painful and sensitive and tender at certain ages. So not to get offended if someone says ouch. Where do we all come from? I know it has the cycle, so it explains the difference between seed, eggs, babies, families. It has like cute little pictures of animals. And then it has a baby, a naked baby.
With like a zoom in on her
ovaries.
Just like, I don't know if that's necessary.
And then what an egg looks like. And you need a sperm, you need an egg, and you need a womb. Great Grant. That's all stuff that we knew. And then it just talks about sex. So this is it. It just has... Look, to be honest with you, there's no fucking stork. That's what I heard, the stork tale.
Mm.
I don't even know when I ended up hearing about what sex was, but it is just, it's pretty much, this book is saying just to say the truth. Just say the sperm is more like a time. Okay, so it says the female is born with a lot of eggs inside, and this explains what that is. And then it says the sperm is more teeny tiny than the egg, and you can see a sperm if you have a strong microscope. Sperm have a head and a tail, and they swim a bit like a tadpole. So it's all like stuff that you don't, that usually don't get told until you're a teen, I feel. And they're saying, tell this to 7-year-olds. And when the male baby is born, they're born with sperm. They don't have any sperm. Sorry, there you go, Jesus. They don't have any sperm. Their testicles begin to create sperm when they're maturing into an adult. Wow. And so then it's just saying it needs to come together. Sometimes it's when two humans both agree that they want to make a baby together and they can do something called sexual intercourse. So I like this. It's when they both agree. So it's already kind of covering consent there. And they do.
Well, sometimes it's neither one agrees they want to have a baby and it happens. And they're like, we're having this baby.
I think that's why I said sometimes. sexual intercourse, sex for short. This process is also sometimes called reproduction. This is when they both choose to connect the sperm and the egg together with their bodies. That's a great way of explaining sex to kids. Mm-hmm. So it's when two consenting adults decide to have a baby, they will connect the egg and the sperm together with their bodies. Even though I'm sure if I were a 7-year-old kid and I heard that, I'd be running up to that guy I used to fancy on my street being like, come here and connect to my body.
Yeah. Also, what do you say when the kid has a follow-up question of, how do you connect the sperm and egg?
Well, then it says this can happen when the erect penis enters the vagina to deliver the sperm to the egg, which also is making it not sound gross or it's very scientific. I like this. Millions of sperm are released in a creamy white fluid called semen. Creamy, Jesus. And one of them might join up with an egg. If it does, this is called fertilization. The egg joined up and the sperm may grow into an embryo inside the womb, which may grow on to a fetus, and the fetus may grow into a baby. Oh, this is a great way. Is anybody having future kids?
Yeah. I feel like it's important too to stress with kids, like, only adults are ready to have a baby of their own.
Yeah. Obviously.
You know?
Yeah. Definitely.
And that'll like put it in their mind like, oh, this is something that I don't have to worry about until later on in life.
Yeah. And already by talking about sex as is something like, oh, you know, a serious thing, children, and of course at some point they have to learn that sex can be fun and it shouldn't be something to feel ashamed of. But I think when it's someone younger and you're just talking about where babies come from, that's totally,
yeah,
totally fine. Totally. Sometimes eggs and sperms don't connect when the adults want to, and a doctor or nurse can help them. So what's great about this page, it is talking about IVF, in vitro fertilization, surrogates. So it's explaining what that is, which is really nice. Explaining that like a lot of people can't have babies by themselves.
And there's like a picture of a couple like patting a woman on the back.
Yeah, it's like thank you for producing our child. Yeah.
Thanks for doing the hard work.
Did I say this on the podcast? I don't know. I looked up once about donating or getting paid for my eggs, just because I was like, why not? Let's see how much it is. And it was $10,000.
Jesus.
For eggs. Yeah, I didn't do it. And they want women under 30, and they wanted Irish women with blue eyes. And I was like, oh, this is me. But, I didn't say it on this podcast. I said it on the other one. So it was Craigslist, Irish woman, blue eyes, blonde to fair hair, which I could totally pass for.
Yeah.
I was like, is this rope for me? And it was 10 grand, but I didn't do it because, and he had to be younger than 30, but I was like, I don't know. I freaked out. Yeah,
it's kind of weird.
And they put a lot of hormones in you and stuff to get the eggs out. Can you eat the sperm to get it into your tummy? Oh, Jesus.
No, you don't eat the sperm. You spit it out and make them take it to the trash can.
Yeah, no. Sometimes the guy will want you to eat the sperm and say, I want to come in your mouth. Yeah. And you say, what? No, I'm tired. Yep. Oh, God. I hope your parents don't listen to that part. That's not us. That's other people. Why do children look like their parents? And so that's just about like genes. So let's keep. Oh, now when it goes on, what happens if both parents have a sperm or both parents have eggs? So now they're talking about, let's talk about sexuality. So they're talking about what heterosexual is, what lesbian is, what gay is, what bisexual is. And they're talking about being attracted to people of the same gender. So that's great. Cover that. Are there other ways of getting a baby? And then there's adopt. So. Can I have a baby now? No, this is a grown-up thing. The law says you have to be at least 16 years old to have sex, and your body needs to go through a lot of changes that happen over gradually over a long period. So that's great as well. That's covering that. Yeah. At least 16 is realistic as well. You know.
Sure.
I know you were older, but a lot of my American friends were older, even though they fucking made up for all the time they missed out here in New York. But I was a month away from my 16th. When I first started, how old were you again?
19.
Yeah, so that's not even that far from 16.
That's, I think it's...
I feel like most people, it's 16 to like 20.
Yeah.
In Ireland, I feel like it's 16, 15, because you're just like, I don't know, more bored. I am a twin. How does that work? So it talks about twins, identical twins. If you have two children, does that mean you have sex two times? Actually, there is another thing about sex. It's not just a way of connecting a sperm and an egg. It's also a way of showing your love or affection for another person in a grown-up romantic relationship. It's exciting and it's fun and it feels nice. Some people like to hold hands. Some people hug. Some people kiss. Some people choose to connect with each other with their whole bodies.
Yeah. Some people don't kiss and then pay money for it afterwards.
Sex is often part of a mature relationship and happens between people who have decided to share their bodies with each other. Look, that's all great. And I like the way it says it's fun and it feels nice as well, because then it's not like shaming. It's like a fun thing to do. Sex can feel great for both people. Sometimes people call it making love because they are using their body to show their love. Some people do this thing called sex or making love quite a lot, not to make a baby, but to enjoy each other and have fun because they like how it feels. So again, this is like sex positive. It's not shaming anybody, and it's not scaring them out of having sex.
Yeah.
If one person has a sperm and one person has eggs, then there are clever ways of making sure they don't connect if you don't want them to. If this is something you choose to do in the future, then you can talk to your doctor or nurse about the best options for you. Wow, I love this book.
Yeah.
Where does sex actually happen? What time do you have sex?
No, we got to go through these. Oh, where I does do? Sex actually okay. happen? Anywhere.
We got in the car.
Sometimes
in a field,
the bathroom in the back of a pub.
Bathroom in the downstairs of a
anywhere
bar.
Anywhere where both grown-ups have agreed that they can have a happy to connect their bodies. It's a very personal thing, so it's important for people to share their feelings about it and respect each other. Usually they take their clothes off to do it.
Most time they don't if they're drunk and it's outside. Yeah, usually.
And to do this, it can take a bit of time, so it's sensible to be somewhere private, warm and comfy like a bed. But it's up to them to decide.
What time do you do sex? I mean, what time do we do sex? Again, it's a grown-up thing. Again, it's up to the grown-ups. Daytime, nighttime, morning, evening, winter, autumn, spring, or summer. If both people have listened to each other's feelings and are happy with the choice, then it's the right time. Aww. Does everybody do it? No, not everybody. Some people choose not to have sex ever because they don't want to. Some people love having sex well. Some people are not that bothered at all. Others might wait until they're married. There are some rules about it too. In the UK, the law says that that both people must be over 16 years old so that they understand the choice they are making. Oh, so this is a book from the UK.
Yeah, I think it's all... Every state in the United States has different...
I think it might be 17 in Ireland.
Hmm.
Everyone involved must make their own choice and agree so it's fun and kind... Oh, sorry. So it's equal and kind and fun for everybody. What if I want to know more? And it just says you can talk to your...
Look it up online.
To your extremely Catholic grandmother. From pregnancy to being born. And then, so we don't really need to... But this... Oh, I also don't know about any of this. Look at this. Is that what my arse... Is that what... Is this why I have IBS? Look at this. I'm going to show a picture up there. Is that what my intestine looks like?
That?
Look, yeah. Her stomach is right underneath her breast because her fucking baby is pushing it up there. That's horrific. Again, that is traumatizing to me. Oh God, why am I such an idiot? So it shows a picture of where the baby grows. No wonder pregnant women are so uncomfortable. And it has like the names for it. So the umbilical cord. I can't even say that.
Say it one more time.
Umbilical.
Umbilical.
Again, sounds like I'm reading a passage from the Bible.
Yeah, that's the cord that teaches the baby about. Umbilical
from the passage of St. Mark.
Umbilical.
I can't say that. And then there's the fetus, the placenta. The placenta, which we found out this weekend.
Edible.
Edible, yeah. Heard that on a radio show.
Yeah.
Live. But yeah, so edible, if you want to eat it, apparently has a lot of vitamins in it. Now, obviously, I won't do that because I get grossed out by... One time when I was younger, I was convinced that chow mein looked like worms. And then I honestly thought I could see worms. And then I couldn't eat my chow mein. And I get grossed out after half a banana. So I'm not eating no placenta. I don't even eat vitamins and I should be eating vitamins.
Do you eat chow mein now?
Yeah. But I have to be careful if something gets in my head. Like that time you put too many mushrooms on my plate. It really freaked me out. And I haven't eaten mushrooms since. So... I'm really letting myself down through this episode of this podcast. Show myself as very ignorant and very weird with food and stuff. But yeah, so... And then it's just talking about being pregnant and I'm going to bookmark that for 5 years. And then all about like, you know, when and it's an embryo and when it's bigger and when it's born and labor and yeah. What are belly buttons for? Belly buttons fucking freak the shit out of me.
Belly button?
My belly button. Because it's an innie. I never know if it's clean. But then I'm afraid to go in because I'm always afraid it's going to open up into my stomach, which I know is impossible. See, how could I ever have a child?
Let's see if there's anything to ease your worried mind.
Everyone has a belly button. You might have an innie. I lost it. An innie or an outie or an in-betweenie. I've never heard of an in-betweenie. And Leland has an innie that goes all the way to the land of Oz. What's that called? The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. That's what your innie is.
Yeah, it's a well in the middle of my stomach. A small village gets all their water from there.
This is the town of Lint. And you might have some questions about where, how it got there. When a baby is born, it is still connected to the placenta by the umbilical cord. But as soon as the baby is out of the womb and in the world, it can breathe on its own oxygen and drink its own milk. So it doesn't really need the placenta or umbilical cord anymore.
This is not the greatest thing for you to read, is it?
I feel like I'm being attacked. The placenta needs to come out of the body that just gave birth. Yeah, so Leland's dad this weekend was saying how he delivered a couple of kids, or like 8 kids or something, because he was an ambulance driver. But he said that, and something about when she gave birth, and then we just had to wait for the placenta to come out. And I was like, what? In the back, like, I didn't realize a placenta comes out afterwards. I never thought about it.
Yeah.
So you give birth and then you have like an afterbirth.
Yeah, just like holding that baby connected, the cord going down to your...
I hate even when you get one of those like heavy periods and a blob comes out of you and you're like, oh. Or sometimes as a woman, you'll just be walking around and like a goo will come out and you don't know why, and then it's fine. It's just, but you'll just go... Or when you have sex, unprotected sex, sometimes the sperm might come out like a little while later and it's just like, oh, like a glob coming. It's like you just shit your pants, but you didn't shit your pants. That's what all that feels like. I hate that. I don't want to have an afterbirth. Anyway.
Yeah, it must be rough to have just like sitting there with the baby waiting for the thing to come out. I feel like I'd get it tangled. I always get my headphones tangled.
Here, I was uncomfortable on the plane just because my jeans were a little bit too tight.
Yeah.
Women are amazing. The last little bit of the cord stays attached to a newborn baby for a few days and then it just falls off like a scab. So that's what's left. Oh, wait. So what's left? Voila, it's a belly button. And I'm not saying voila. They said voila in this. Do you know who cut the cord? Was it one of your parents? Oh, no. How does the baby's head fit out of such a small hole? I know. That's what I'd be asking.
Well, I think you can answer your question.
My teeny tiny tight hole. The very small vagina opening has the power to stretch to make room for the baby as it comes out. Once the squeezing and stretching is nearly done and the baby is almost out, it takes one final squeeze, push and stretch, which can be hard work for the slippery baby to slide out. Afterwards, the vagina hole usually goes back to how it used to be. Again, they wrote usually in it because they were like, some angry mother was going to write and be like, my hole's not as tight. But... For the listeners, one of the listeners I did like 2 years ago say that I was like freaked out about, it's that fucking Ali Wong special. But anyway, one of the listeners, shout out to her. I won't say her name because I don't know if she wants me to brag about her tight vagina. But her vagina didn't go back after giving birth. So she actually went and got surgery. Wow. And she said it wasn't that expensive. Like, I'm sure it's more expensive here, but she lives in Europe. So she got it there. Mm-hmm. And they just tighten back it's like plastic surgery for your vagina, just to tighten it back up to the way it was. Because I'm sure like that's also uncomfortable too for when you get your period, if it's not,
yeah,
and then like maybe putting in tampons and stuff, so not just a sex thing but for yourself. Afterwards, the big tummy will go back in eventually. They're like, yeah, it's not gonna happen straight away. The ribs will move back down. Oh my god, your ribs move. What the fuck. And the stomach will go back to where it was before the baby. If I have a kid, I'll be literally for years, I'll be like, my stomach's not in the right place. I know it's not in the right place. Like, I'm I have such a neuroses with shit like that. Some things might permanently change, like being left with stretch marks, wider hips, or different shaped breasts. Fab. But most bodies are really strong and find a way to put themselves back together again. For some people, this new body takes a while to get used to. And for others, they love their new body and are really proud of it. Yeah, of course, because they made their child. So totally understandable. And I'm sure for some women then, like, they get more voluptuous and all of that.
Yeah.
Someone told me that babies are all gooey and bloody when they come out. Is that true? And now it's talking about amniotic fluid. Okay, we don't need to read that. Can you be born in water? So it's just about different births. My parents told me I was born in a cesarean.
Yeah.
So C-section. I have a disability. Was I like that before I was born? And then it's just explaining about disabilities. I don't know how I was born. And that's just, you know, explaining like...
Some people are adopted and...
Again, back to the thing before. Does everyone have to be babies when they grow up? Or have to have babies? I'm presuming saying you don't have to... Who can I ask about all of this? Wait, let's see what it says about, does everyone have to have babies? Yeah, so it's just saying you don't have to do that. Sex and gender, what does it all mean? So a whole chapter about sex and gender. Do you see anything good there that we should read?
I don't know. We just open it up.
No.
What is the difference between male and female babies? All babies have a lot of things that are the same about their bodies. When they are born, if you're a baby with a snappy on, it's almost impossible to tell what its biological sex is. Same little necks, same cute baby arms, same pudgy baby hands, same mini fingers, same squidgy thighs, same little toes, maybe even same brain. We don't really know if there's a male or female brain at birth, but thanks to really clever scientists, we do know that our brains change and grow during our lifetime. So perhaps...
I completely zoned out there. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Wait, but anyway, anything... that was just about the tech... Oh, fuck, I'm so sorry. I totally zoned out, but that was just saying about the technical part of...
Yeah.
And then down here has gender.
Well, I was reading this.
What is the difference between male and female babies? Okay, yeah, that's just talking about... Sorry, the word I meant to use was biology. Your biology sex is based on what your genitals have. And then it says your... biological
I feel
sex,
like it fits.
Okay, cool. It's based on the genitals you have. Your gender is based on how you feel and how and often how you express yourself, which is a great way to explain it to children. So it's kind of like, okay, well, you have bits that are male, and you know that's why we called you male, but then if you decide you don't identify as that, cool, you let us know when you're ready.
Skip the page.
Can boys have long hair? So it's got a lot. And then it even talks about religious beliefs about hair as well. I mean, there's a lot in here covered, so you don't have to cover it as well, which is great. This should be on the fucking curriculum. I heard someone call me a tomboy. What does that mean? So, just saying about how...
I wonder how they polled for these questions. I bet they, like, put out a mass, like, email or something that's like, hey, what are questions your children ask you?
Yeah, because it says here, my friend is a very girly boy, but that's okay, isn't it? So yeah, they seem kind of like how did they, like things kids would have asked, or...
Yeah. Is it okay to like princesses and climbing trees? Am I allowed to play football and paint my nails?
Oh.
Is it okay to be a female and like playing with tools?
Everybody is allowed to play football and paint their nails bar Leland, because I don't like it when I don't want him to have nail varnish on. Is that okay, Leland?
Sure.
And that's because of my prejudice that, you know.
Yeah, I just feel like it's preference.
Is that okay?
Yeah, because I, you know, I prefer when you shave under your armpits.
Yeah, it was funny because I left my armpits grow hairy just while I was in Ireland, just because I forgot to get a razor, and everything was closed past 8 p.m. anyway, and I just wasn't like bothered because we weren't going anywhere. And then I was like, I was convinced and still am that because they were a little hairier that I wasn't sweating as much. So I was like, maybe like if you don't care, maybe I should just not shave them. And you were like,
Yeah.
And then I was like, I was all like, oh, well, you know, that's so annoying. Men are so annoying. And like trying to find something to compare, like, you know. And then you were like, well, you don't want me to shave my face. And I was like, damn it. Okay. Yeah. So I got a razor and I shaved my armpits. And like, I get it. And like, even my girlfriends are like, you know, some people, even they feel very strongly about hairy armpits, and then other people don't. So, but like, it's just preference too.
Yeah. If you were like, I'm doing this to make a point and stand up to like gender norms and like, what's the thing? And
yeah, but I wasn't.
I'd be like, yeah, sure, fine. But if you're just like, this is okay if I do this, and I'm like, yeah, it is, but
you're
I
also
prefer
like,
if you
I would
don't
be find it sexier if you just took the second to use the razor.
Yeah.
I don't mind, it's fine. And I probably just wasn't as sweaty because I was in Ireland and I wasn't doing anything, I was sitting on my fucking hole the whole time. It says here, even saying girlish or boyish is like putting a label on someone, and we don't like labels because humans are more interesting than that.
Yeah.
So we must have missed a thing about labels, but I'm guessing it kind of explained. Oh, you read that? The answer to all of these is a gigantic yes. I know someone who calls themselves transgender. What does that word mean? Transgender is the big word that means lots of different things, like a big umbrella that covers lots of different people's feelings about themselves. It means someone who has been called male or female at birth, but who might... Oh, God, I have to breathe. That sentence was too long for me. Who might feel different from that. People might want to wear different clothes or use a different toilet or have a different haircut or might want to change the name. They might want to tell people that they would like a new word to be used to describe them, like she or he or they or all three might feel right. They might feel uncomfortable about the body parts that they have and may have something called gender dysmorphia, which is a medical condition and needs a specialist doctor or medical advice. The best thing a person can do is, if they're having confusing emotions about their body and their feelings, is to speak to someone they trust, like a parent, carer, teacher, or doctor. So transgender doesn't really mean one thing. It means lots of things to lots of people. I think the most important thing as well is, like, as a parent, and it's funny because, you know, it's so easy, and like, I, you know, we both did that when we saw parents with kids. We've done that, you know, and even did, it was so funny because we were on the airplane today and this kid kept putting his hand back, like, into my space. So I would just like poke him with my nail and then he would like move forward. But I was like annoyed with the mother because I'm like, fucking, and he had his thing blaring and the air hostess, or I guess you're not meant to use that word anymore.
Flight attendant.
Thank you. Had to come down and get mad, like be like, oh, don't have your TV on loud. And like, it's annoying that she has to say that. And I was kind of like, oh, this is an annoying parenting. But also it's like easy for me to say that when I don't have a kid, you know, I'm like looking from... But when it comes to parenting, if a kid comes to you with something and that you're not comfortable with, so if your kid comes to you and they're like, you know, whatever, if it's gender or sexuality or any of that stuff, and it might make you upset, but if they can't talk to you about it, they're just going to go to someone else. So you have to just kind of put aside whatever feeling you have about it, and if they're coming to you, that's the best.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I think a lot of the time what happens is maybe you go to a parent and they don't act the way you want. And then you're kind of like, I'm not fucking going to go to them or anything else again. So you have to just take a moment, breathe, as my therapist says. And, yeah, make sure that you listen. And if you're even like, I don't really understand it, but let's look this up, or yeah, let's figure it out together. Yeah. What if I need to talk to someone about this stuff? And so yeah, just saying talk to you. Yeah. And then don't let anyone tell you you must be something. If you don't feel that it's what's in the inside, just be yourself. And that's like the main thing. It's like, well, I don't understand when people get mad about other people for their life choices. It doesn't affect you, it has nothing to do with you. And if you have a kid, I think a lot of time people put on what they want their kid to be, and they have this, and you can't predict it, and they're their own humans, so you just have to let them go off and be themselves.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, it doesn't affect you really, you know.
Yeah.
Or well, family relationships are so important to our lives, and often the family relationships we build with our family members. Oh, it's just all about family. You gotta skip that. I love my family, but why are they frustrating sometimes? So that's all just about fighting with your siblings. Do you have to get married to be in a family? Why do people marry? And then there's like just pictures of like different types of cultural weddings.
There's a picture of a guy. Are they getting married on the beach? Oh, that's a candle there. I thought it was a bag.
Oh, yeah. But that's... There's a Jewish family, a lesbian couple getting married, and then what looks like... I actually don't know what that sign is.
Is that a lesbian couple?
Catholic
on the beach.
Yeah, that's two women. Oh, but you know what, who knows, actually maybe it's not two women, maybe it's a slender man with long hair, and maybe that man identifies as a woman. I actually don't know. Maybe,
yeah,
it's meant
you never
to be
know.
It's probably intentionally meant to be kind of like, you just don't know.
Yeah.
That
one could also be, well, no, because there's breasts, so, but that one could be someone that identifies as... They could both identify as men.
Yeah, no,
you know,
well...
And be a gay couple.
This is true. Okay, let's move on from this. Can you love someone and not marry them? And so let's talk about love. Ooh, this is the one I wanted to get to.
So I have a podcast called The Idiot's Catalog. I talk about inventions, and I do it with my two friends and a guest every week. It's very dumb and fun, and we play a card game where we make inventions. It's all about inventions. It's very silly. Fun.
The Idiot's Catalog, but it's called...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.